Greetings to everyone in the room. I also welcome those worshiping from home. And this morning, we will think about the title, to choose to be a new creation and our key keywords. What time is the new creation? Why is it important to become a new creation? How important is it? How does it affect our lives? The communication is the one who are selling fish, and he set up a place near a river to sell fish to attract more customers to buy the fish. So he put up a sign, "Here, I'm selling fish." And somebody said, "And your smelly fish, I can smell it from afar. You don't have to say here." And so he erased the word here, fish to sell. And somebody said, "Of course, when you open the fishing store, you don't need a sign to say that it's fish." So he heard that. So he erased the word fish. To sell with only fish. And somebody said, "When you come in here, they can only buy fish. They don't buy meat here." So he took the sign away. The convenience. Our life and your life, my life and your life, are the Christians who carry the image of Christ. But are we worthy of the name of a Christian? And somebody say something this and that. And finally, they forget the name Christian for themselves. Even they forget how to come and worship, and even they forget God. I choose this morning to do to be a new creation based on the mind in Paul. The important is the new creation. Paul has become a new person, experienced a new life in Christ, and may his word teach us so that we can examine our own life. Do we want to become a new creation for God on earth? Let's pray for guidance. Dear our Heavenly Father, we thank you for gathering us here to come home safe, to come and worship. And those of us who are traveling afar can come back in safety so that we can come and worship you. May you use your word to guide our lives. Help us to see the importance that is a new creation. May you help us. So how we can become a new creation before you. May you bless each one of us through our lesson today. May you give the word of life to nourish myself and those in the sanctuary as we listen to your word. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. There's a church in the outskirts of the city, and before there's a gate, before the church is gate, and there's a big rock, and they put inscribed on that, "We preach about Christ." And they have some ivy, and after a few years, those ivies are continued to grow, and it cover some of the inscription, and then crucified has been covered. So as we preach Christ, and now nobody concerned about the crucified has been covered up, and then the ivies continue to grow. And after the word Christ has been covered by the leaves of the ivy, so we preach. Dear congregation, a church that has a priest without a message, that is dead. The life of a Christian is the same. If we are put into the world to express the Lord, that we do not know God, what do we express in our faith? the church without the message. It is only a place to come to talk nonsense. Now, I would like you, for you and me to think about by Paul. The word to Galatians was 6:14-15. Paul said, "May I never boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, through which the world has been crucified to me, and I to the world. Neither circumcision nor uncircumcision means anything. What counts is a new creation." There are three things we will share with each other this morning. The first is the new boasting in Christ. The second is choose a new way of life. And third, to become a new person. Let's think about the new boasting. Paul wrote, "May I never boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ." Paul had many things to boast. First, he's an Israelite, a Jew. It is a chosen people of the Lord. To become chosen people, that is something Paul can boast about. But he did not boast about that. He belongs to a rich family. And he's a Pharisee, learned of the law. He belonged to the leaders of the people. He belonged to a descendant of a leadership. And he's a student of a very famous teacher called Gamaliel. Everybody wants to be the student of Gamaliel. In his version, but Paul was one of the students under Gamaliel. However, he did not boast about that. He is also has a Roman citizenship, and this citizenship must be purchased with a large sum of money. But he was born. He has the privilege to become a Roman citizen, but he did not boast about being a Roman citizen. Paul could be proud about a young person, very strong. He used his power to come into the temple to gather up the Christian and put them in jail. But now he's no longer boast about his power. Also, Paul has very well trusted, and he has a license to come to the temple and put those worshiping the Lord in person. But he did not boast about that. He has the power because all the Christian in Jerusalem was fearful of Paul. And now I do not have nothing to boast. The only thing that I can boast is to boast about the cross of Jesus Christ. He has a new boasting. He only wants to boast about the cross of Christ. There is a difference between boasting of Christ and boasting the cross of Jesus Christ. There's a difference. Is there a difference? And the cross is a shameful punishment at that time. Why did Paul boast about the cross of Christ? And today, I saw on Facebook, there may be many have been healed by some medicine, like in the internal organs. Find so many doctors, but not effective. But they finally found a medicine by the some tests, and that put it on Facebook to boast about a medicine that they discovered to cure their stomach problem. And so they bought these medicines, and somebody has they were suffering of the diabetes, and they found some kind of a wonderful drug to help them And they have something, they feel that they're proud about that, they are enjoying that, then they can boast about it. Paul put forth something to boast. He wants to boast about the cross of Christ only. Why? There is a Christian professor was lecturing in a Christian college one day. And one day a young Jewish man came and asked this Christian professor, what is so great about Jesus Christ? What did Jesus Christ do that was so special? The professor replied, son, I take it that you know a lot about the history of the Jews. And you know that Herod and Pilate and the old Roman emperors crucified some 30,000 Jews. Right? 30,000 Jews have been crucified. Right? The young man said that is correct. The professor said, well, I'm going to name one of those Jews. And you name another. The name that I know that Jesus Christ. Now you name just one more of the 30,000 who they crucified. The young man said, well, I don't know. Why could this student put forth a name of 30,000 people, only Jesus Christ, also been crucified just like others on the cross, that the name of Jesus Christ is remembered. In that time, there are 30,000 Christians has been crucified there, but only the name Jesus Christ has been remembered. And if there is some celebrity has some name nationally known or university that they fall into some difficulty, and maybe we know the name, the infamous name, very quickly. For example, Bill Clinton has some affair with Monica Lewinsky, and all the press around are having, or even the President Biden in a meeting, and he was sleeping during one of the meeting there, and everybody knew about it. Our God that has been crucified on the cross, this is a shameful punishment, and this must be very well known around the world. But there is one thing very special here. Why did our God, our Lord in the cross, be crucified in the cross? And it's good known, but Jesus Christ has changed the meaning of the cross where he was crucified. The cross is a symbol of shame. Only those who are capital punishment and the foreigners are being put under this capital punishment. But the Lord has, God has sent Jesus Christ on the cross so that the cross has become a symbol of glory. And if Jesus Christ is only a sinner, just like any other sinner, or a revolutionist, was not successful and then been captured, ignored his arrival to teach the wrong things that been condemned. And if Jesus is a normal person who committed some kind of illegal deed, then the death of Jesus is only a shameful punishment. And then that's the end of it. But because Jesus Christ is God, become human, suffer under on the cross to pay the sin for the world, the death according to the salvation plan from the even before the forming of this world, and after has been crucified by the cross for the world, and the cross from a shameful symbol has become a glorified symbol has an effect on the world in different aspects of our life. Many organizations use the symbol of the cross, like the Red Cross, or the hospital use the breast. The symbol of the cross has become the symbol of love, about unity, of the church, and place of public, that they can use the symbol of the cross for decoration. The women have some jewelry, like the lace. The earrings have the symbol of cross, and the have even tattoos on the hands. I don't know if they have any faith, and they were taken in on their body. We can see the cross as a tattoo. There is something about the cross that comes into the heart of this world, because the cross is the only way for God to pay for the price of sin of the world. Without the cross that Jesus has crucified, and everything that we are repenting, calling for help, to pray for mercy, to forgive our sin, all of that is meaningless. Because Jesus Christ has been crucified on the cross, that now we can come close to the throne of God. Paul knows that the crucified Christ has affected him so much. In the moment, so he can say that, here, this is my boasting. I'm not boast about anything except about the crucified Christ, the cross of Christ. And today, we are using Facebook as we come in way for others to boast. And some boast about food, some boast about their children, some boast about their houses or the sceneries where they vacation. They post so that others can see what we feel proud about, what we have or experience. The congregation, the cross of Christ, is there any standing place in our heart? Is there any value of the cross of Christ that we can say with Paul, I want to boast about the crucified Christ, the cross of Christ? It has any value that affects our life or not? And if the cross has no value in our life, and I know one thing, that we will not boast about the cross. Think about the cross of Christ. Is it has made any difference in our life? The second point, to choose a new way of life. Paul has chosen to boast about the cross of Christ, but he also chose a new life for himself. He said, I have been nailed the cross, that the cross that Christ has been nailed, that cross that the world has been nailed to myself. I am crucified to the world. And in this life, they can commit suicide in many different ways. One can commit to use a gun to shoot oneself, or can jump into the river to be drowned, or to overdose on some drug. Or they can choose a different ways to commit suicide by ourselves. But if a person choose to die on the cross to commit suicide, but that person could not nail himself to the cross, right? The punishment of the cross is a punishment that someone else must execute for us. We could not do it ourselves, even if we chose how to die. We could not commit a suicide by nailing ourselves to the cross. Paul has been nailed. And he told in Galatians chapter 2, I have been nailed to the cross with Christ. in Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, and he used the word, I have been named. That means he did not nail himself. Who crucified him? God crucified Paul on the cross with Christ. You and I today examine, confirm our faith. We have to say, I have been nailed to the cross with Christ. When did you get nailed to the cross? From when? When you come into baptism and you have promised, I will be in, die with you and live for you. That is when our sinful nature, that they, all the sinful nature must die with Christ when we were baptized. And so the cross of Christ truly has killed our sinful nature, the old self. Death with all that sinful nature, all of our sinful desire to the cross with Christ. When we put faith in Christ, if somebody commit suicide by a gun, they could think, oh, I'm not going to shoot myself now. A person can use the drug to commit. That person can change his or her mind. Is it possible? Yes. A person can jump into the river to commit suicide. And when we don't know, when we call for help, somebody can come, right? But a person who can crucify with Christ, there is no other turning back. Because that person could not to remove the nails, to untie the rope. So that person could not do anything to jump off from the cross, even to turn around and look behind. He could not. A person who been nailed to the cross can only look forward. When nailed on the cross with Christ, Paul has chosen for him a new way of life, he said, and because of the cross of Christ, this world, I have been nailed to the world, and the world has nailed to the cross with me. No, Paul can only submit to the Lord to go forward for the plan that God has called him and chosen to become the apostle to preach the gospel to the Gentiles. You and I, from when we examine or determine confirm our faith with Christ, we have to be the same way as Paul. In Luke chapter 2, verse 20, who has turned around is not worthy for me. Somebody has decided to follow Christ who regrets the old self. That person is not worthy for the kingdom of God. And so with Paul, when he began to walk with Christ, he looked forward. Paul has written the letters for the Philippians saying, I count everything else as rubbish so that I can gain Christ. In Corinthians, Paul said, I have no longer live. I die each day. To the Galatians, I have been nailed to Christ with a cross. Now I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. Paul wrote to the Galatians. God did not teach us that we do not need people around. God did not teach us that, but we are put among the world, has a value, has a purpose. The Lord teaches us that someone who been nailed to the cross with Christ, that even though we are in the world, but we do not let us conform to the way of life of this world. And the worldly people can commit adultery is normal to them, but we do not talk about the sins that been illegal. But if we choose to not conform to this world or have been nailed to the cross, even those normal things they can do, we could not cheat in our work. under whatever condition. They can be greedy and selfish to gain for self. But the Christian, we would not be greedy and selfish and only think about ourselves. A person in this world, they can be very wasteful, but the Lord will not allow us to be wasteful in the resources we have. All that comes from the Lord. And so anything that sounds like sin, that must be nailed to the cross. Paul did not say that anything evil, but anything just like evil must be avoided. And that is the choosing of a new life in Christ. And so to choose for the Lord, to nail ourselves, not just something that we say, but must be a way, a concrete way in life. Not just a declaration and the ends, but the way of life proves that what our words is true. It's not just to live so that others can value us, but live so that the Lord can see our life. And it's not just to come to worship according to some religious activity, formality, but the desire to come, become more like Jesus. We have some concrete action to express that we choose a new life, just like Paul did. The world has been nailed to me, and I have been nailed to the world. The Lord did not remove Paul. The Lord put Paul among the world to live and express about the gospel of Christ. And in that world, Paul said, I only boast about the cross of Christ. There's a story about a person living in that home. He was so tired to have to cook the mother there had to take care of the children every single day, one day. And this mother decided to leave the house. When the husband came back after work in the afternoon, in the evening, and saw a note that the wife has put there, said, I decided to leave this house. The foods are in the fridge. The children have fed them well. The next day, he called home, and the husband picked up the phone. And the woman said, how are you? And the husband said, where are you? And then she hung up. And every week, he called home, the same thing. 3 months, she called home every time. And then the husband, how are you? Ask of the husband. For 3 months, she keep calling like that. One day, she said to her husband, how are you? Are you well? And the husband responded, everybody is well here, but everybody miss you. Everybody loves you. Will you come home? And then she hung up. And finally, and he hired a private detective to wear about of his wife. And then this private detective has found that this woman is living in a third-class motel in the next city. And the husband can hire a babysitter to look after her and drove himself to that city where his wife was staying in the motel there. And then he came, knocked on the door of the hotel. The hotel door opened, and they embraced each other. Both cried. And finally, he helped the wife to wrap up her clothes and bring her home. And he asked his wife, why did you say many times that I love you very much, I miss you, but why didn't you come home? And the wife said, because you only say, now I can see your action. The condition, the way of life, how do we conduct it to say that the world has been nailed with me and I have been nailed with the world. And so the Lord, the concrete expression in our action, not just on our lips, to choose the way of life, the new way. The third point that we can share each other to become a new person. Do you both think about the cross of Christ to choose a new way that the world has been nailed to him, and now he decides to do become a new creature? He wrote in verse 15, this circumcision or uncircumcision is not important, but the important is a new creation. Paul is a Jew. He circumcised on the eighth day according to Mosaic law. But now he said circumcision or uncircumcision is nothing. Is it strange for a Jew to say that? Maybe Paul denied a Jewish position himself, or denied the Mosaic law that has been established. But we have to remember one thing. Circumcision is something the religion is paying attention to. But to become a new person is what God wants us to become. And the meaning of circumcision, that means, does it help us to become a new person for circumcision, or that just some according to the law to follow a step? So circumcision that your religion will do by religion to a person in Jewish law to become a new person, that God must do to change us into a new person. We do not make ourselves into a new person. Paul said, because of the cross of Christ, that in him there must be a new person in him. Because of the cross of Christ, that each one of us can build a new creation in us. God will do it for us. And he wrote to Corinthians, he said, whoever in Christ is a new creation. New creature, to become new, that God did it for us, that we could not do it ourselves. In Galatians chapter 6, verse 12 and 13, before he, Paul wrote like this, those who want to impress people by means of the flesh are trying to compel you to be circumcised. The only reason they do this is to avoid being persecuted for the cross of Christ. Not even those who are circumcised keep the law. Yet they want you to be circumcised that they may boast about your circumcision in the flesh. Paul told about someone has kept the law, Mosaic law. They been circumcised in the flesh. They said those compel you to have a circumcision, so that they would not persecute it. Only to have an outward appearance so that others would not persecute those Christians. But those circumcised people did not keep the law. They wanted to have the circumcision so that they can boast about those people who have been circumcised. And so circumcision meant for others to belong to God. It has no value, because all those religious formality could not change a person. All those religious acts is a dead religion practice. In Matthew chapter 16, verse 24 to 25, Jesus said like this, whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me, Jesus said. For whoever wants to save their life will lose it. But whoever loses their life for me will find it. That means what to receive a new person, what we see new is a new life. And Paul truly become a new person, very different from his old self. Before, he was proud of his richness, about his social status, about his religious morality, about his knowledge of the Bible, about power, about his integrity, and many other things that Paul has. But after has been committed to the Lord Jesus Christ, Paul said, you call all that rubbish. I regard them as rubbish. Do you want to regard all that you have as rubbish? To regard your houses and friends as rubbish? Only when can we see the value of the cross of Christ inside of us, then we can see everything else. Doesn't matter. And if the cross of Christ has no value on our life, then naturally we would not. We see we can desire the things of this world. But God truly has become different. When someone has grafted himself to the death of Christ, that person can receive life, resurrected life from Christ. In Christianity, we will have correct oneself to become a saint. None of us, we cannot correct ourselves or save ourselves from sin. In the gospel, only one thing we accept, to die ourselves, then we will be alive with a new life in Christ. To accept, to deny our sinful nature, then we can become a pure person, a new person before Christ. So God did that on Paul. And Paul was circumcised as a Jew. But then he saw that circumcision or uncircumcision is nothing. That the Jews were proud. But himself, before believing Christ, was proud about that. He said, it's not important. The important thing is that to become a new creature. But who can become a new person? Whoever in Christ. But belonging to religious organization could not, or go to church, but who has a relationship with Christ, that person can become a new life. And that is the true promise that the Lord has given us, each of us, whoever in Christ, he is a new creature. This is the promise in the Bible for us. The world has many promises, but it would never come true. There are many dreams and hope that never can bring us true hope. There's an old person named Castle. He was poor. He has no relatives, not friends. And he lived in a shack with a dog named Shack. And one day, he went to the yard and he fell and he hit his head against the wall. And the chef was lying there immobile, and he went to the other house and barked. And the neighbor came, saw the Mr. Castle lying there without any motion. And he called the ambulance. They called the ambulance for him to take him to the hospital. And the ambulance went. The dog chef ran after the ambulance. And when he came to the hospital, they put Castle on the cart. And the dog continued to walk. And then Mr. Castle became conscious again. He said with the dog, "Chef, you wait for me here. I will be return." But the castle got a stroke, and when he fell, he hit his head and injured him, and that night he passed away. And they put his body to the morgue, and the chef continued to lie there waiting for his master, because chef said to waiting for the message. All the doctors and nurses trying to explain that your master has died. He will not return to you. But Jack does not understand. It was Jack continued to wait forever. Did not eat, and one day the dog Jack died. This combination, the one who has turned the cross from a shameful symbol to become a glorious symbol, promised us whoever in Christ, that person is a new creature. And because this promise has the effect in our life, if we are in Christ, but we have to see the thing that Paul could see here, that the important thing is that we become a new creature. You and me are wishing that or not, to desire a new creation or not, before the Lord comes. So then, what do we desire with that desire? Do you want to boast about the cross of Christ? Do we dare to live a new life? To be apart from this world, non-conforming to this world. The Lord did not want us to be away from Him, but do not conform to this world. To satisfy our sinful desire. The sinful desire are in us. It's from Adam. It's left from Adam. Any one of us has this sinful desire. But when we satisfy the desire, we commit sin. And then the result of sin, when it's mature, is death. That is a consequence for sin. So may the Lord help us to remember the important is a new creature, that we desire to become a new creature. May the Lord bless you and me to have decided for us to choose a new life. Let's all stand. We stand the short key verse in Galatians chapter 6 verse 15. What counts is a new creation. What counts is a new creation. Dear our Heavenly Father, we are thankful to help us to see important that we become a new creation. Circumcision or non-circumcision is not important. That we come to the church to participate in Bible study, to carry the name of Christian. That's not important. The important that the Lord can see that we become a new creature, express a new life, loving the Lord, and concerned with the lost soul of people around us. May you help us, Lord, so that throughout Paul, that he encouraged at Galatians, that we could come to the decision that we would not boast nothing except the cross of Christ. Because of the cross, we can come before God and now called children of God. May you help to choose a new life in this world. The world has been nailed to us, and we, before the world, has been nailed on the cross, so that we decide we're not conformed to the world as though without faith, but we live according to what God wants to teach us. Please help us to become a new creation for you, so the rest of our life will be a new life. Without the cross of Christ, that everything that we worship, that we have prayed, that call on the name about our daily life, is useless. But because of the cross of Christ, that opened the door for us so that we can come before our Father, we are thankful because of your sacrifice on the cross, so that we can come before your throne in grace. May you bless each one of us. And through this blessing, we decide to choose to become a new creation, to see the importance to become a new creature as a full meaning in our life. We lift each one, a person, myself, into your love. when you carry us. Keep us. Change our life. Truly become a new person so that we're worthy until the day we see you. May the glory be yours among your people. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.